WEFT What Jalen is Like 90.1 FM is the frequency, the name of the show.
And it's the place to be, too, when you think about it.
Oh, yeah.
Don't break the avocado.
I'm not.
It is the place to be, so if you can wedge yourself into your speaker, that would probably be the best situation for you. We're having avocado-related issues here at What Jalen is Like.
Yeah. Freeze, cut to the DI tomorrow. Thousands dead in speaker stuffing massacre. Details on page 19.
Yeah, don't take us literally, you know? Mm-hmm. Come try and think of us in a more abstract sense.
Yeah, but we're not being metaphorical when we demand a milkshake.
No, please bring us milkshakes.
That's very literal.
Yeah.
Please, I want a vanilla milkshake so bad.
Yeah, I want a vanilla milkshake too this time.
Man. I still want a chocolate.
You don't understand. Yeah, you don't understand how cool it is. A couple times it's happened.
Especially if you're real purdy.
If you've already bought Matt, bought them for us, and like you got Matt a lime freeze, and you've decided, you know, since he wants a vanilla, you have to go get a vanilla, I'll take his lime freeze.
Yeah, that really kicked ass, too, when that happened.
Yeah.
So get on our good side, because it's a good place to be.
WEFT What Jalen's Like, a little segment right about now where, school's over. School's out for the summer. School's out forever for some people. And some people gotta find something to do. There are those of us who are stuck in town for another few months who don't have anything to do and who are looking for something to do. Fill the days, fill the nights, put a smile on their face, give them something to do. Well, we're gonna tell you about those things. There's a big, gigantic community out there. And there are four or five things to do in it. And we're going to identify those four or five things and save you the trouble of developing an opinion about it by supplying it for you. In Super Happy Fun Time Public Service Announcements.
Okay, dude. I think he's dead. Matt. Matt. Oh, man, I think his nose came off. Matt, you okay over there?
Sorry.
He was in his own, man. Carl's expectant peril. Carl expectant parent classes. I hope I haven't done this joke already. Carl's prenatal and family... It's so hard to tell.
I'll be sure to let you know.
All the coke.
With a derisive tone.
Carl's prenatal and family education program entitled Having Your Baby offers classes and everything from breastfeeding to sibling classes. Joke one. Sign me up, man!
Boobies!
Okay, I know I haven't done that one before. These classes have been designed to teach valuable information about your pregnancy and your baby's care. Okay, today's class, thank you for coming. First class, today's deal is, hey, look, you're pregnant. Also known as, hey, look, you're fat. All of these classes are open to both Carl and non-Carl patients. Most classes are free, but a few do have a small fee. Pre-registration is requested for all classes. More information and a schedule of classes is available by calling 383-6962. And then there's also Carl's expectant parent classes, too. Carl's parental and family education program entitled Having Your Baby? With a question mark. Is also available. I figure in that place it's kind of a reverse patrimony thing.
Yeah. I want to recommend... Anybody out there who is morbidly curious about what the life of a fat person is like, I want to recommend pregnancy because it's like a 9-month trial version, and then you get to go right back as soon as you're done. You know, it's not permanent. And in case you're curious, it seems like the way to go to me.
I've tried it.
Yeah.
He was pregnant.
How do you know?
He was real cute, though.
It worked out pretty well.
He had that really healthy glow that all pregnant women have.
I did. And you guys all listened to my tummy as it kicked.
Yeah.
But.
Look at Mark's butt.
It's fine. It's a sexy piece of ass. The Illinois Natural History Survey and the University of Illinois Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Sciences. All right. Too long a name. We're going to shorten that up right now for you. The IllNet HisServ and the UNILDEPNet RESNVESSSI will offer a landscape photography course for the general public from June 4th to 9th.
Look, it's a tree!
The landscape aesthetic. Prairie, forest, and wetlands, nature photography. I want to live in the wetlands.
Can you buy pictures of wetlands if you're under 18?
God, you should wake up in my bed every morning. It is the wetlands.
Ew.
Focus on the landscape of Central Illinois and include creation of an illustrated journal.
It's a tree!
For more details, call Susan Post. Too long a name! From now on, you're Supo. 217-493-9959. Once again, that's the IllNet HisServ at the UNILDEPNet RESNVESSSI. 493-9959.
Okay. Children may sign up for one of the summer reading clubs at the Urbana Free Library beginning June 1st. Children through 6th grade may sign up for either Teacup Tumblers, a Read to Me program, where the children have to read to this vague, ambiguous me. Totally sure.
But keep screaming in a really
Read to me!
Read to me!
Read to me!
Yeah. Read to me!
It says children through 6th grade. Can you imagine like the one 6th grader who signs up to this? You know,
he's like an ogre.
Yeah.
But he's picking up chicks, dude.
But he doesn't want to read.
3rd grade chicks dig 6th grade guys.
Yeah, I'm twice your grade.
Or Roller Coaster Readers, a program for independent readers. That's really a nice way to put it. I read independently.
Mm-hmm.
Audio footnote. A friend of mine jokingly said, we were talking about young ladies this weekend, and he said that old standby rule of half your age plus 7 is the youngest is the right age. What happens when you're 7? And that's like 14.
Well, that is the right age. Speaking as a 7-year-old who dated a 40-year-old, yeah. What?
End audio footnote. Hey, guys, I know I have the windows open to air it out because it's been a little musty, but knock. Don't just come in the windows.
I couldn't resist the antipasto.
Means I can date 17-and-a-half-year-olds. Sweet.
25. Half of that's 12-and-a-half.
Let's see.
19-and-a-half-year-olds. That's not going to do.
Let's do some renumbering here. Let's say 20. 17. Excellent.
Excellent.
That means I can date girls who are 4 years older than me. Awesome. Roller Coaster Readers, a program for independent readers. Students grades 7 through 12 can sign up for Urbana Summer Reader Bingo. For all you high school seniors who the name Urbana Summer Reader Bingo appeals to. Library card is not required. For more information, call 367-4069. You got to watch out for these summer reading clubs. If they find you reading on their turf, they're going to mess you up. So I'd either hook up with one or stay off the streets.
Yeah, it's trouble, especially after midnight.
Mm.
And definitely not behind the Colonial Pantry.
No.
The Alzheimer's Association is a national nonprofit organization based in Chicago. Working through more than 200 chapters, the association stands by victims of Alzheimer's disease, their family, and their caregivers. Call the local chapter, 217-351-1726, or toll-free at 1-888-686-1726. Just felt that was important and should be read.
The Champaign County Regional Planning Commission, once again, too long, the Champco Reach PlanCom, has several $500 scholarships available for Champaign County residents for the 2000-2001 academic year. To qualify, an applicant must be an income-eligible and must be enrolled as a full-time student at a post-secondary institution in Illinois.
Can I, you feeling excluded?
None of us apply anymore.
I know, man.
The applicant must have a 3.0 cumulative grade point average at least, high school grades, or at least a 2.0 cumulative grade point average post-secondary grades. The required grade point slow down. The required grade point average is
getting away from you there.
4.8. The words are just barreling on forward. Students who have already completed bachelor degrees are not eligible. Once again, see, I'm just out of the gate, and they're already boxing me out of this world. Applicant deadline is Friday, June 16, 2000.
Yes! Milkshakes! This is no fun. I feel bad.
No, this is too much fun.
Thanks. I mean, it's too much fun. I just feel bad.
Did someone beat me to it?
No.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Please say hello.
Lean under my microphone. Hey, wow, it's strange saying hello to a microphone. I don't know what the protocol is.
It's very friendly.
You're doing fantastic,
and
man.
Say hi, approach it from the front.
See the big smile on the microphone?
Rock it like a band.
Oh, courtesy.
Wax and chomp like a
cat. Would you like to dance this pavan with me?
Yes, I would! Dance with me! Look, the microphone likes you. Matt is like a vulture. He's out there and
four cups, man!
He's got his head buried neck deep in the.
For Lawrence too.
Oh man, Larry, look at him! Look at the smile you put on his face.
That's gonna double his body mass.
Seriously, and it's gonna come pouring right out of the gaping chest hole.
He needs to put on a little weight there.
Well, we're hoping
the rotting flesh
that's gonna do the work.
You know, doesn't cut it off. It's sliding off his bones. But the maggots are going to be pleased, let me tell you.
The maggots are going to be pleased.
The maggots love milkshakes.
Yes. It says it right there in the Encyclopedia Britannica.
Springtime.
And look.
For the maggots.
Look, the sucking chest wound doubles as a cup holder.
Oh.
So he doesn't even have to grip it in his right hand.
Oh, yeah. Look, it just stays right there, and he can just kind of daisy chain some of these straws together.
He's a slurping maniac.
What a wonderful
just
guy.
Like in life.
Audio footnote. Eric prays an audio footnote.
You want to use Lawrence as like a silly straw?
That'd be awesome. Stick his big toe in there and suck on his finger.
We got to tunnel a hole from his toe out the top of his head. Jam rubber PVC piping in there.
Those acidic juices around his liver. You got to watch out for.
Oh, he's dangerous because he's a big drinker.
Yes. He is a big drinker. Man, drank like a fish.
Well, it's sort of like making Jello with fruit juice instead of water.
Oh man, I saw that. I saw that phenomenal commercial, and I was like. What a nice.
That's like overload.
That? It's like Jell-O has had these dirty little secrets, and they're just gonna release them every couple of years to like kick up the Jell-O sales again. Like, all right, let's tell them that we can use fruit juice.
Well, my personal,
because like somebody's mom in like Idaho has been doing that since like the 40s. But
my personal favorite is the commercial they have with Bill Cosby telling with a bunch of kids together around a table saying that they can make Jell-O with vodka instead of water.
I like the one where he says that by mixing Jell-O gelatin with gasoline, you can make napalm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You know, Bill signed on Bill's for this 20 commercial deal, and they're really riding him hard over there at Jell-O.
It's like, hey, little kid,
forsaking,
that guy steal your bike?
Forsaking everything Bill stands for just to make an extra buck.
Well, you know, you can make Jell-O with rat poison. Give it to him and get your bike back.
Put it in the freezer.
J-E-L-L dead.
Cut.
Audio.
I can't say this.
Audio footnote, you can't make Jell-O with rat poison, and presumably you can, but this should be not be connoted as a recommendation by the group what Jell-O's like to do so.
No. The Wigilian crew doesn't promote making Jell-O with rat poison, at least not at a party where you're trying to impress people.
Freeze, cut to planet Wigil in the far eastern reaches of the galaxy. They are taking our name in vain.
Yep.
We must destroy them.
It is a sacred tenet of our culture that you can make Jell-O with rat poison.
We must destroy them.
You got to offend somebody in this job.
The Wigilians. It's like, we're coming for your children.
Seriously.
The Wigilians are attacking.
You know,
when there's a Brazilian among them who just got mixed up.
You know what? When you're fighting with box cutter, somebody's going to get cut. It's just the nature of the match. And it's always the Wigilians because they're an easy target. They're slow.
There.
No first step, man.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have that killer crossover.
They don't.
I love when I start that. You know it's getting late in the show, and I'm sitting with my with the microphone behind my head, and I'm playing with something, and I start talking over here, and I'm like, yeah, I got a good joke. Oh, hey, what's up, guys?
But it creates a really awesome audio dynamic for the people.
Audio dynamic? Mm-hmm. Isn't that that guy from The Clash's band? Mm-hmm. Isn't that Mick Taylor's band?
Big audio dynamic.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Ow!
Let's go
see, you bring milkshakes, you know, it's like a hot poker in the ass is what it does for us.
I'm going to skip the PSA I'd planned that had several crude jokes about cervical cancer and move straight along
come on, thrill us.
They were gold, though. We can just assume.
Acumen.
Yeah, well, there's weeks to come. We ain't done yet. So the phone number is 359-9338. And while we enjoy these tasty milkshakes, we need you to give us a call. And I don't know which of the three of us is going to answer the phone because it's not going to be me because I'm going to be face down in a milkshake.
Who do you think it's
going to
be? Let's take a really critical view at this.
Yeah, okay.
Who do you think is going to pounce on the phone like a sinewy puma as soon as it rings?
It could be a hot chick, dude.
Exactly.
359-9338 to give a suggestion for the Radio Herald.
The Radio Herald is much like a hot chick.
And a sinewy puma.
And a sinewy puma.
Duct tape together.
Nastasia Kinski.
Yeah, there you go. Cat people.
Case in point.
Much like the Cat People, the movie Cat People.
Or Jane Fonda and Barbarella.
It's a prolonged 20-minute revelation that you can make Jello with fruit juice.
What we need from you is a word, a phrase, something out of an everyday life for which we will make Jello out of. We will take out the fruit juice and we will put in your suggestion and... You'll be left with a jiggly, fruity mass of comedy.
That you can just dunk your face in and lather all over your bare nipples.
Which was actually created as a with military purposes in mind.
Right.
Audio footnote. I don't want anybody to get the idea that the host of What Jails Like are recommending that you smear rat poison all over your nipples if you're making connections that far back. Because we're not. Well... For most of you. And audio footnote.
All right, so that's it. Just call.
A word, a phrase.
9-9-3-3-8.
And don't bring us milkshakes tonight because it's already covered, suckers.
Kurt.
359-9338 now.